Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
Given the present circumstances, those that choose not to act legislatively are rolling the dice that this policy will not be abruptly overturned by the courts. By far the most disruptive and damaging scenario I can imagine, and one of the most hazardous to military morale, readiness, and battlefield performance. A policy or a law that in effect requires people to lie gives me a problem.
That's Defense Secretary Robert Gates speaking yesterday about the possible repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Yesterday, the Pentagon released the results of a nearly year-long study about this policy. Many lawmakers are saying it's time to repeal this policy that's been in place for 15 years. They say it was never intended to be anything more than a stopgap policy. We need to bring the military into the 21st century where we're not hung up on people's homosexuality or their sexual proclivities. And it's time to modernize the military's policy on its view of homosexuality. How would you respond to that? Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to spend the first few minutes of this Wednesday afternoon, December the 1st, talking with Chaplain Colonel John Rasmussen, served 30 years in the U.S. Army before retiring in 1995, about the military's policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, responding to some of the arguments for the repeal and some of the arguments for keeping the policy in place. And then later in this hour, we'll talk about the Masonic Lodge, Freemasonry, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, of Illinois College and co-author of the Encyclopedic Dictionary of Cults, Sects, and World Religions will be our guest. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc or leave your questions or comments on Freemasonry at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us to talk about the possible repeal of the military policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Don't Pursue, Chaplain Colonel John Rasmussen. Colonel, welcome.
You can call me Chaplain. Every chaplain in the Army is, whether you be a two-star general or a lieutenant, is a chaplain, and I'm proud to be a chaplain and a retired chaplain, Todd.
Thank you very much. What's your response to when you hear someone like Defense Secretary Gates say that this is a policy that requires people in the military to lie?
And as I answer, what I express will be my own personal thoughts. It's not a Department of Defense or U.S. Army or military chaplain's branch. Well, one, I find it hard to accept because no one today is forced to join the military. We have no draft, and they have made that decision to lie. And I dare say there are probably some serving from the lowest ranks to the highest ranks who have lied and kept their homosexuality in the closet, if you will. And I find it difficult to accept that, with all due respect to the Secretary of Defense.
What, in your opinion, is the strongest argument for keeping Don't Ask, Don't Tell in place at this time?
Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Person who serves in the military is not allowed to engage in, attempt to engage in, or solicit another to engage in homosexual acts, and that applies private through four-star general, and so that is critical. In other words, in military talk, people can't be hitting on you for sexual favors, and a good number of people today don't in the military don't have an issue with homosexuality because we've had the law, which says that if they do, they will be removed. Remove the law, and you've got problems like you wouldn't believe. Years ago, I talked, he'll go unnamed, a very high-ranking general officer, and he said, we've got enough problems with young men and women, and then if we have men and men, it just is catastrophic. The problems that would be involved, same-sex marriage. Right now, you have five states that permit it, and District of Columbia, and so they were very limited in personnel problems. Yeah, it's just a myriad. And another issue is, and most people don't realize this, that there are 1.2 billion Muslims throughout the world. And where we have a war right now, those folks are opposed to the open practice of homosexuality. And the Mujahideen, the freedom fighters, when the Russians were in Afghanistan, were there and they were killing Russians, the godless, the atheistic Russians. And as we talk on the phone, you'll find that the perception will be out there among the Muslims, the Mujahideen, and the others who want us out of Afghanistan in that area, and they're going to direct their IEDs, their weapons against the homosexual United States military. It's just going to happen. I'll be somewhat prophetic. And another problem with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, You Lift It, and the chances of AIDS skyrocketing, they're not guaranteed. But you can go to any reliable source, go to the Center of Disease Control Centers, and 70%, over 70% of the U.S. male HIV-AIDS cases are transmitted one way, and that's males having sex with other males. And if you've been in the military, you understand that it's a situation where things do happen that ordinarily wouldn't happen, and you can have the laws and try to restrict it, but you still have problems. And another issue is with the what about chaplains? Chaplains in the military services in Department of Defense are from all the branches of faith groups. And you say it doesn't happen, but some church groups today endorse homosexually practicing chaplains. Well, if they're in a situation with impressionable young adults and or with dependent youth of the military, they will be in a position to lead them into that lifestyle. And if you just go through history, the early church fathers, John Chrysostom, Augustine, Tertullian, and even the Didache, they speak against leading the youth, the boys, into ways of homosexuality. It, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, 1 verse 9 says, "What has been will be again," and it's reoccurring. But we're somewhat unique. We're the first major power to trying to codify the acceptance of homosexuality. Even the Greeks, though, practiced widely homosexuality. That is, didn't codify it, interesting enough.
Let's take a break right here, Chaplain. When we come back, a couple more questions on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Our guest, Chaplain Colonel John Rasmussen, he spent 30 years in the U.S. Army before retiring in 1995. We're talking about the military policy that is very likely to be repealed sometime in the near future. Don't ask, don't tell. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, December the 1st. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or in advance of our next conversation with Dr. Alvin Schmidt on Freemasonry, leave your questions or comments there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When we come back, I imagine that the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell could in time suppress the willingness of an all-volunteer force. That is, we do depend upon the families of America to send their young men and women into harm's way into this military service. And anything that suppresses the desire of those who would want to serve selflessly this way, anything that would deter that, is bound to have an effect ultimately on our manpower bottom line. We'll see what Chaplain Rasmussen has to say about that after this.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At SteadfastLutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. SteadfastLutherans.org.
Are you uncomfortable with making an online credit card donation? Well, here's an option for you. Call me at 618-223-8382, and I'll personally take your credit card donation and process it for you. Hi, this is Craig Feidinger of Lutheran Public Radio. Call me today, 618-223-8382, and make a secure credit card donation to help support Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
There are likely to be some chaplains who say, I just cannot reconcile my denominational religious beliefs with this position, and their endorsing agent may withdraw their endorsement. That chaplain may leave the force. Chaplains' First Amendment rights, I would say their requirement to minister according to their denominational practice must be protected, even in a post-repeal era where their denominational views might differ with the government.
That's Army General Carter Ham, co-chair, Pentagon Study on implementing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, speaking at a news conference yesterday. We're talking about this policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Our guest, Chaplain Colonel John Rasmussen. Chaplain Rasmussen spent 30 years in the U.S. Army before retiring in 1995. Chaplain Rasmussen, this email comes from Ruthie in St. Louis. She asks, is it true that chaplains could possibly get in trouble for using scriptures that condemn homosexuality?
Well, it would. The answer, in my opinion, would be it depends on the chaplain. And he has an obligation to be true to the Lord and to himself and just as a parish pastor has an obligation to preach God's word, it finally comes down to the individual. And you need to render to Caesar what's Caesar's and God what's God's, and you need to preach the word of God. Get in trouble. Sometimes it's not what you say, but how you say it. You know, sin is still sin, and that could be uncomfortable. But on the other hand, we need people who are strong, who have moral courage, and sometimes that's tougher than physical courage, to have the moral and spiritual courage to say what they need to say according to their ordination, their calling, their convictions. I'm not sure how that would work out. And even if they may not career the military as a chaplain, but they can still serve and serve quite effectively wherever God places them. And there are people, young people and older people and parents, looking for guidance from people who are conservative. And incidentally, the chaplains have raised more resistance, if you will, against repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell than any of the other branches, because we set, in a very real sense, the moral azimuth, spiritual azimuth for the military.
Two quick final questions then, Chaplain Rasmussen. First of all, could the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell affect the future ability of the military to recruit and maintain its manpower?
I believe it can. And I had an opportunity before Don't Ask, Don't Tell was written to testify before research committee in Congress. And at that time, I mentioned something that one of the congressmen came up to me and said that really caused him to think. And what I had said is one historian had written about the Roman Empire, that it was doomed when fathers, they didn't have women, obviously, in those days in the military, was doomed when fathers no longer taught their sons and daughters that it was honor, or a son, that it was honorable to serve in the Roman army. And if that would ever happen here in the all-volunteer environment, we will be facing a national security situation. It could be catastrophic. And then in the interim, we'll lose the senior NCOs those who are opposed to it, because they don't want their families in that environment. And it leads to manifold, serious problems. And the answer is yes, it could very well impair our recruitment. But then the question is, you can get others to come in, but they may be on a lower economic level than and not have the educational skills afforded by higher education. And you could get them to fill, but if they lose their purpose, and there's an individual in war, his name was Clausewitz, and all the military know the name. And you need the men, the soldier, you need the material, and we've got the best, everything from drones to tanks to other devices. And then the third issue is you need the morale. You break the morale, and this could very well break the morale of your good soldiers, and they're going to leave for something where they can take care of their families better.
Chaplain Colonel John Rasmussen is 30 years in the U.S. Army before retiring in 1995. Chaplain, thank you very much for being our guest.
I appreciate the opportunity, Todd. Thank you.